Hello, this is a boo review of Terminator Salvation, which we've just gone to see. I will say that it lacked a hell of a lot, which even part three brought to the Terminator films. And that's my view of it. And I think it was a nice addition of the CGI at the end of Arnie. I thought that was very good. Sorry to spoil it for you, anybody. And Mike's now going to add a few words to this.
Yeah, it was good.
Mike seems to enjoy it.
It was good. Yeah.
Why?
Because it was a well-made film. Look at the action. The action sequences were good.
Yeah. This is from the bloke that brought you Charlie's Angels 2 Full Throttle. It was this Terminator Full Throttle.
No, it was Terminator the add-on sort of.
Yeah, it did feel like a DVD like spin-off movie.
It was a spin-off, that's what.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But it did. It lacked all the time travel. It lacked everything the Terminator should lack. But it was a good film. That was cinematography and the film.
Yeah, it was good. I think it was well made.
If you're looking for
part
a
of the script.
If you're looking for a good
let
sequel,
it down.
You're going to be let down a bit.
And Bo, anything to add?
Well, yeah. I mean, it obviously had a lot to live up to.
Yeah.
So I don't think it was ever, you know, however good the effects were Adam Thigg and the appearance of Arnie, it was never ever going to be anything like the other three. But I think it was also a disappointment. It was worse than I was expecting. But maybe I'm just naive. Maybe I expect too much.
Yeah. Well, I did, actually. Having seen Christian Bale in it and Helen Bonham Carter when she first arrived on the screen, I thought, you know, it's got a good cast.
Yeah, and they were wasted. They weren't really used for it. They were very sort of...
None of them lived up to expectation, I thought.
Poor acting, really.
Christian Bale played
his
normal character.
Moody, but never let time to, like, develop. And Bryce Dallas Howard... we're moving because we may get beaten up for doing booing in a corridor. Anyway, Dallas Howard, I thought her part was rubbish. She seemed to be pregnant through the entire film, but that was never mentioned at all.
Yes, there were lots of things that could have been mentioned. Yeah. No,
it felt like they crammed three films into one.
Had no extra dimension. It was just that.
There was no
third one.
Ah, maybe that is it.
Was she meant to be that guy? I can't remember because she's Kate.
Well, we're going to have to check up on all this, but yeah, it wasn't. But yeah, verdict from Mike?
Probably needs another watch.
Burn?
Yeah, sort of 4 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd
give it
about
4. Five for the film, lacking that other 5 because of the sequence.
Yeah, it was pretty... Yeah, well, there we go. A kind of mixed bag for Terminator Salvation. So, good night.
We'll be back.
We'll be back.